You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
The band is Arma Secreta, and they're from Memphis, Tennessee. That was their track Sieg Debris, and it's from the upcoming album A Century's Remains. It comes out August 29th, so you've got to wait about a month, but it's going to be well worth it. Get over to their website, get on a mailing list, keep updated. This band is so, so, so amazing. The website is armasecreta.com or myspace.com/armasecreta. And it's ArmaSecreta. You can get this track as a free download on their MySpace account, by the way. Here is something that is just incredible about these guys. They formed in early 2003. They had no name. They had no idea what they wanted to do with the music, with the band, with their direction, and no practice space. And they found a spot in the back of an office furniture factory in Memphis. And with every practice session, they just came up with more ideas and a small fan base. And then about 9 months after they formed and kind of started to realize that, you know, there's some potential here in this band, Christopher Wark, who is their guitarist, bassist, and lead singer, was diagnosed with cancer. And after surgery, months of recovery, they decided, in fact, they made a pact that they would never play live again until they had an album recorded, and that it was exactly what they pictured in their heads. So that's what they did. They holed themselves up in Easley McCain Studios before it burned to the ground and recorded 8 of the 11 songs there. They spent about 9 months and they got it exactly. I mean, you know, no label interference, no deadlines, no pressure. They did exactly what they wanted to, and the album really, really, really shines. It's kind of chaotic. It's unpredictable. It's like you could call it math rock, but it goes well beyond that. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time hyping up this band, but I've had a couple weeks to listen to the album. It is incredible. And believe me, as soon as it comes out, guys, make sure you pick it up. At least a couple tracks. Once again, that's Arma Secreta. The album is A Century's Remains. And you can pick it up August 29th. So, yeah. Sorry about the two-week absence. I apologize. I could take up all your time, you know, giving you excuses. But we're not going to do that. We're going to keep the music going. I'll let you know a little bit about what's been going on in the Insomnia Radio world. But first, let's get into this. this song. It hooked me. I only heard this last night. And I just love the about 20 seconds in when the lead guitar riff kicks in. Man, it just hooked me. This is Golden Vanity with Downers Grove here on Insomnia Radio. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
don't stay. And love costs money that I.
Brothers, wow, that cut off quick, sorry. Brothers Josh and Jeremiah described Golden Vanity as wounded music for wounded people. You can check them out at goldenvanity.com. They have a couple downloads on MySpace. However, you know, MySpace hardly ever works properly, but myspace.com/goldenvanity if you want to check it out. Otherwise, just stick to goldenvanity.com. It just feels so good to be back on the microphone. It's been way, way too long. I've missed you guys. And as the summer starts coming to a close, a lot of things are going to be changing. For starters, my daughter will be in school almost full time. She's starting kindergarten. So that's going to pretty much result in unfortunately not seeing her as much. But fortunately, being able to have a lot of time to really hunker down and concentrate on the show as well as everything else. And also, towards the end of the summer, will be the end of the day job at Albertsons. Oh, can't wait to get out of that place. I cannot tell you all the horror stories, and just I just end up dreading walking in those doors. It just feels like it sucks a certain part of my soul out, chunk at a time, every time I walk through there. But anyway, I'm just thrilled that I've got the opportunity to be able to do this full time starting in August, and I promise that you guys will see the results of that, and hopefully reap some of the benefits, you know, in the result of more shows and more content and just more cool stuff coming your way. All right, so how's everybody doing? What are you guys doing for the summer? I'd like to know. A lot of people are going on vacation. A lot of people are kind of just, you know, digging a hole and enjoying the solitude away from school or whatever. But anyway, let me know how you guys are doing. Jason@insomniaradio.net is the email address for anything under the sun that you want to send my way. Let's get into some more music. This is the band Picket Line, who is becoming known for their infamous venue on wheels. I'll explain that after the song. This is Picket Line from the album Chapter, and it's Dancin'.
And she moves me across the floor, and I can't see the way she moves so softly to the beat. In her soul, with every step you take, with poison grace, the pirouette you play.
So if, God, all these songs are cutting off really strangely. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, if Picket Line sounds a little bit like some of the instrumentation and vocal stylings of Tool, there's a good reason for it. Cale Holmes and Sylvia Massey Chivy, who've worked with Tool on producing some of their work, headed up the Picket Line project. The album is Chapter End, and I believe it's available now. Let me get a URL for you guys. It is picketlinemusic.com. So go check them out. And this venue on wheels, it's really interesting. It looks just like a Chevy truck with a trailer bed on top of it. It looks like, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. But check this out. God, I'm going to have to post a picture up. It's got a stage on top. The lead singer, Chris, he gets up on top of there. They've got a stage up there with monitors and stuff. They have a roll-up door and a drop-down stage for the rest of the band. Underneath the trailer, they've got two 15- and 18-inch subwoofers and loudspeakers. And it's just so cool. Oh, on the right side, two 12-inch plasma monitors. This is insane. This thing's rolling down the road, and then all of a sudden, it lights up, all these doors open. The lead singer's up on stage with his monitors, microphones, and they've got the plasma monitors on each side. Oh my God, it just looks so cool. So they can pretty much like perform a show at the drop of a hat. That is very, very neat. Oh man, that's cool stuff. I'm going to have to try and dig up some pictures of that and post it along with the show notes, which you can find at insomniaradio.net. Which is quickly becoming ugly because I keep messing with it to try and get it compatible with Internet Explorer. I give up. Use Firefox. If you're not using Firefox, then you're just not really seeing the web as it should be. So just mozilla.com/Firefox. No, they're not sponsoring me or anything like that. I just have always hated it, Internet Explorer, and everyone should use Firefox, and that's the end of that. So once again, picketlinemusic.com. And I'm going to do kind of a double Friends of the Family segment now. The next two tracks are Hopewell, which Ren has featured on Insomnia Radio New York. We're going to have their track Calcutta, which is also on the Kill Your FM Volume 1 CD. And then Medications, which Tim and Don played on Insomnia Radio Baltimore with their track Twine Time. This is a cool song. They're both cool, but what really hooked me about the Medications is it really sounds like Physical Graffiti era Led Zeppelin on steroids. You'll see what I mean, but man, it just like the beats and the tempo changes are just really enjoyable to listen to. So we're going to get into this little Friends of the Family block, starting out with Hopewell. This is Calcutta.
And we're living in Calcutta with one foot in the grave and the other in the gutter.
I bet you're dreaming black and white. It's not live.
Insomnia Radio, Cincinnati.
Episode 1.
Insomnia Radio. From the Queen City, bringing you the best in local music and live events, welcome to Insomnia Radio, Cincinnati. And now, your hosts, Justin and Victoria. Yeah. I gotta tell you guys, I feel like a kid in a candy store with unlimited money when I get to listen to a launch episode of a new Insomnia Radio. It just, like, puts me on cloud nine. And Cincinnati was no exception. Justin and Victoria wrapped it up last night, and these guys have such a fun vibe. They have this great chemistry, and it was just a blast to listen to. The goal of the Cincinnati show is to get things a little bit more eclectic than what you're used to, so a lot more folk and jazz and blues, as well as the usual suspects. So I hope you guys will check it out. It's cincinnati.insomniaradio.net. That's the URL. As I'm recording this, we don't have the feed set up yet, but it should be online this weekend. So definitely check it out. I can almost guarantee you it'll be feeds.feedburner.com/IRCincinnati. And hopefully you can spell that, because I messed it up pretty bad. Sorry about that. Anyway, it's been rectified. Anyway, yeah, definitely check it out. I haven't been promoting it much on the website. We wanted to kind of drop it as a surprise with the new wave of Insomnia Radio shows launching in July, which will be Cincinnati, Orlando, and Chicago. Good, good times. All right, so huge thanks to Justin and Victoria for doing a stellar job on their very first episode. Great music in that. I'll shut up. Anyway, and a big shout to the rest of the IR family for just doing what they do and doing it well. Okay, on to the music. Hopewell can be found at hopewell.tv. They are playing all around the New York City area, so definitely check them out. And the Medications can be found at medicationsband.com. If you want to learn more about them, check out Insomnia Radio Baltimore, number 2. And I think I've got time for one more song. Well, isn't that funny? I mean, this could be a 5-hour show if I wanted it to be, right? But no, I've got 2 days off this week, and the rest of it's pretty much a full 40-hour week, and I've got to get some stuff done and have to find some time to relax too, you know? Anyway, before I go, though, I wanted to give a quick shout-out and congrats to Rob Sullivan from Nova Scotia, who won the Hated Nixon EP as well as the full-length Blame Amy disc from a couple weeks ago. And I have some interesting feedback from him, which I'm going to read on Insomnia Radio 94, which will be around sooner than later, damn it. Anyway, guys, thanks for hanging out. Hope you're enjoying your summer. Enjoy the music. Go support these bands. And check out the rest of the Insomnia Radio family. And I will see you guys soon. Going to take you out with a fun little track called Twee. T-W-E-E. It's by the band Tullycraft. Enjoy, and I'll see you soon. Take care.
Every morning to the sound of Sarah Records on a compilation tape sent to her from Paris. Well, it's not to say she didn't like the college station, but her name was Queenstown, working on graduation. She said, hey, hey, with less than 3 weeks to go, she tried to justify the goth scene, but the relevance was low. And she said, hey, hey, won't you listen to me? Well, you can keep the punk rock ska rap beats and house fuck me, I'm tweeted, do-do-do. Do-do-do. little teddy tote bag, save some secrets for herself. Picked out her favorite Lexman single, took her shirt all off the shelf. She grabbed her Slumberland guitar case and her 14 Ice Bears ring to dinner. I have OJ poster and the band that would be king. And she said, hey, hey, take a second to steal. You know you won't need Barkley's beauties unless you learn to spin the wheel. And she said, hey, hey, won't you listen to me? But you can keep the punk rock scar at Beats and House. Fuck me, I'm Tweed. It did it do. Do-do-do-do. At this stupid game of Uno, but at least I know the difference between a Bosco and a Bruno sicko. Sticking around just like those magnets on the fridge. But when I finally leave this town, please don't throw Aggie from the bridge. One thing I know, you'll find more posies in the amusement than there are people at the show. And she said, hey, 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 won't you listen to me? Well, you can keep the punk rock scar at Beats and House. Fuck me, I'm Tweed. Do 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 do.
This has been a production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio. Check out our sites at indiemusicproject.com and insomniaradio.net.